Seder, fine. So today we're going to see Bezrat Hashem the dinim of Kdimo. So we've seen in previously the din Kdimo linian Sdoka. Today Bezrat Hashem linian Lehachyoisoi. So we have in Hoyri Yoyis, Dakit Gimel Amud Aleph, two Mishnayos. The first Mishnah says, Hoyish Kodem Laisho Lehachyois Ulehoshev Aveido Vaisha Kodem Laish Lexus Veloisim in Beis Hashevi. Fine, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to make our call Hoyish Kodem Laisho. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says, "Tanu Rabbonon, Hayahu ve'Oviv ve'Rabbi b'Shvi, Hu kodem le'Rabbi, ve'Rabbi kodem le'Oviv, Imoi kodemes le'Kulam, Chacham kodem le'Melech Yisrael." So Chacham, to free a Chacham from the, or to be mechaya Chacham, is kodem to a king. Why? Because Chacham shemeis ein lanu kayoyitz boy. If Chacham dies, we cannot find another person like him. Right, Chachamim, we have them, as many as we have them, but a Melech Yisrael Shemeis Kol Yisrael Ruim Lemalchus. The Melech Kodem Lekohen Godoil. Okay, fine. Okay, the next Mishnah says, Kohen Kodem Lelevi, Levi Leisrael, Yisramam, Zamza Lelosim, Nalt Ger, Ger, Levin Meshuchol, and most Tzai, Bizman Shekulam Shavim, that's if they're all on the same level in their Torah. אבל אם הוי אמר זאת עמית חוכם מכהן גוד עולם האורץ, זאת אמר זאת עמית חוכם, אז קוידם לכהן גוד עולם האורץ. אם נגמור עושה זמינו הנמילה, יום אהב אחה ברבי חנינו, דיום הקרו יקורי מפנינים, לתויר הזה יקורי מפנינים מכהן גודו שנכנס לפני ולפנים. Okay, so we see remarked him איש, ולהכה יויס אין איש על הקסות, and we'll see, when I read this Gemara, I understood that this means if you have an ish and nisha, they come both, they ask for food, so you give the ish. If they both need clothes, so you give the ish a person. Okay. We'll see later on if that's true or not. The Rishon Letzion. I don't remember who's the Rishon Letzion. So, Achaim HaKodesh. Achaim HaKodesh, right? So he says, the Gemara speaks about when a person, he knows more Torah, so he's Koidem. What if a person is a big money? He's a Baal Mais, does have chet, he's in charge of the kupa shel tzedakah. No, a big baal chesed. So he says the big baal chesed is going to be koydem if they're both shavim, meaning if they're both of them are Yisrael or both koyanim. But if there's a Yisrael which is a baal chesed versus a koyan which is not, but they're equal in their Torah, so the Yisrael will not be koydem to the koyan. It's not going to give on the same level. It's going to be something, but on a higher. But if a person level, it's not going to be koydem. Okay. The Gemara brings the Rav Huna, the Gemara, there's two, the Gilsas and the Gemara, she says at the end, the Gemara comes out, that if a person comes and he says, I need clothes, so we check if he really needs it, but if he's asking for food, so we don't check, we give him food. Okay. Now, the two, in Resh Nun Aleph, we have in the back, it says, Chayov lehakdim lehachil haroev, melechas asorum shelo yomus barov. And the Mishnah said that the Makor is from that Gemara, that Boyd Kim Lexus and Boyd Kim Lemezainet, we check if a person really needs when he comes and asks for clothes, but for food not, so we see that it's more important to feed a person than to give him a clothes. Okay. Now, the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Nun Aleph Zayin. Okay, we have it over here. Chayav lehakdim lehakil agoy melechat ha'orum. The Shulchan Aruch asking this halacha ma'ase lehakdim lehakil agoy melechat ha'orum. The Goyim says they have a rayo. The rayo is, it says that even clothes of a wife of a Talmid Chacham is koidem to the food of the Amoreh. So you see that on a regular basis, food is koidem to clothes, and so by a regular case, that's going to be the deen. Okay, now we're getting into the din of Kdimas Talmid Chacham. So Shulchan Aruch says like this. Shulchan Aruch in Sif Ches, Resh Nun Aleph Sif Ches. Shulchan Aruch says, Ish ve'isha shebao lishol mozoin. If a man and a lady came to ask for food, Makdimin isha lish, we give the lady first. So that's the same with the Mishnah we learned. In the Mishnah we said, right, that Mehachayot, we makdim the isha lish. Over here it says, Ish ve'isha shebao lishol mozoin. So Makdimin isha lish. So first, what's the svara to be makdim an isha? Why should you give an isha before you give an isha food? So the shach says, because an isha is reserved for him to be mechazer al apsachim, to go collect money, but an isha not. therefore he should be makdim, so she won't be mechazer al haptachim. So, but then he says, what are you talking about? Now she's knocking on your door, so she is mechazer al haptachim. So why do you have to be makdim her? Because we worry that maybe she will be embarrassed to continue collecting, because she won't have food. If she's coming, so you have to give her before the ish. But what about the Gemara, the Mishnah, right? We saw in the Mishnah that the ish is koidem. So the Shach answers that the ish is koidem lehachayot, meaning if you see a man and a lady drowning in the river, or in any time that there's a sakonas nefashay, so then you save the man before you save the woman. But le'inyan achilo, it's not considered lehachayot. It's like a din of ksus, which a lady has carried them to the man, which we saw in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says for ksus, she's carried them, so also for food. Okay, that's the shach. Okay, that's the test. If test, it says hoyo lefono vani ma'aveh. So the Mishnah, that's like the Mishnah. Vein bekis lefanes olechas leis olikdos eskulam. They all need things, and you can't help them all. So magdim akoyin alevi v'alevi laYisrael v'Yisrael lacholol v'acholol leshtuki v'atuki lasufi v'asufi lemanzer v'manzer lenotzin v'anotzin leger. והגר לאהב איזה משוחרור אוקיי, באמת דברים אמרו מה שהם שווים בחוכמו אבל אם אוי הממזו תמיד חוכם וכהן גודל עולם האורף so then the ממזו תמיד חוכם is קוידם זה כהן גודל עולם האורף and it doesn't have to be big differences oh, now the side is the הרמור ואפילו חוכם לקסוס והמורץ להחיוס the חוכם needs clothes and the המורץ needs food So you buy the chokham as clothes before you buy the amaretz food, right? V'chol ha'godol v'choichmo koidem l'chaveroi. Let's say you have two people, one person knows two masechtes, the other person knows only one. Just heard yesterday that... So one second, so if one knows two and one knows one, you might be the one who knows two. Heard yesterday that a guy came to... He won in a big lottery, he won a fancy car. And he wasn't sure if he can drive it, so it caused him gaivo and he'll feel good about himself. So he went to ask Rav Seyma. So he asked Rav Seyma that he's worried about gaivo, he's not going to be driving around in a fancy car. So Rav Seyma asked him, do you know Shas Baal Peh? He said no. He says, do you know one Masechet Baal Peh? He said no. He said, you know one Baal Peh? So the guy said no. He says, oh yeah, I am so... good to feel about yourself. You don't even know one perek baal peh. Like, what are you worried about? Okay.
So I have a question. I think this answers the question. At first it sounded like there were only two madrigas. Either your Talmud Chacham or your Rama.
Right.
Now you're saying that it's not like that.
Now if one of them is Raboy or Aviv, Avdishesh Godol Mem Chokhma, even though there's people which are greater than them, so Raboy or Aviv should Tamit Chokhma Kodem Nezeshu Godol Mimel. Okay, so the Shach points out that by Aviv, to be Kodem to other people, he doesn't have to be a major Tamit Chokhma. If his father, he's just his father, being his father, he's Kodem to other Rabbanim. There's a shir now, on the previous week learning. On the previous week learning, there's a shir now, if you want to join us. Right here. This is it. So it goes like this. The Mechaber writes that if his father is a Talmid Chacham, so he's Kodem to others. Okay, so the Shach explains that what his father, which is a Talmid Chacham, is Kodem to others, that's only when we're talking about the person's Rebbe. A person's Rebbe, we learned he's Kodem to his father, so if his father is somewhat Talmid Chacham, so he's Kodem even to his Rebbe, but to other Talmid Chachamim, even his father not being a Talmid Chacham is Kodem. Okay, now, another Chiddush of the Shach. The Shach says that today we don't have a din talmid chacham for that nikdo that you're gonna buy him new clothes
before you're going to buy food for the Amoret. But that we don't have a Din Tamid Chacham. Meaning, if a person, if there's a Tamid Chacham that needs food, and an Amoret needs food, so you're going to buy the Tamid Chacham first. But if the Tamid Chacham needs clothes, and the Amoret needs food, for that we don't have a Din Tamid Chacham nowadays. The Pitz Yeshua brings that there is Chalkim, and hold that there is a Din Tamid Chacham even nowadays. Okay? So that's a machloikis. Okay. So what happens if a person has a relative that needs money, and there's a Tamid Chacham which is not related to him, and not to his Rebbe? So a person's Rebbe is the highest madrego, that comes first before everyone else, unless his father is a Tamid Chacham. But what happens if a person has a brother, he's not a Tamid Chacham, he needs money, and there's a different Tamid Chacham, not his Rebbe, so who comes first? So we have here, there's a tshuva, so Rav Kiva Eger, he says that the Kroivim, according to Rav Kiva Eger, the Kroivim come before a Tamid Chacham, which is not his Rebbe. So the Chacham Tzvi has a question. It says, Lichoira, there's a Raya in the Gemara, not like that. It says that a person, the Gemara doesn't come out clear, a person is allowed to redeem his kid for more than his worth. There's a takano not to redeem shibuim for more than their value, because we worry that then the people will come and take more to get money. So for a person's kid, the Gemara doesn't come out clear if a person is allowed to pay more than the value. But for a Tamid Chacham, it's clear that a person could pay more than the value. Right? The famous story of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Rabbi Yosef ben Chananya, also I'm in jail, and he redeemed him. He says, Kol Mamon Sheba'ilam, I'm going to pay to redeem this kid. So he says, that's not come from Din Kedima. There's a Din of Tikkun Ha'olam. There's a Din of Tikkun Ha'olam that we don't want to take too many people. But the worry for a Tamid Chacham comes before this Takkun of Tikkun Ha'olam. So it's really, you can't prove from one Din to another. Okay, so until now we spoke about Kroivin. What about the Din of Ani Eilcho? If you have poor people in your neighborhood, and there's Tamid Chacham from a different town, so what comes first? So the Pitzke Tshuva brings a Shemesh Tzedakah. He says that the Aniyei Ilo is Koidem to a Tamid Chacham from a different town. So now, there's a Chafetz Chaim, the Luis Ramach Sam Sefer, he makes an interesting limud. He says like this. The Sam Sefer says that all the Dinek Dima we saw, this comes before this, this comes before that. So it's only, he says, we keep going levels. Let's say, there's 10 people that need food. So first I'm going to give to the Kohen, then to the Levi, then to the Israel, make sure everyone has food, right? Then I'm going to move to the next level, meaning I have a Niyeh Ilcho, I have to make sure everyone in the Niyeh Ilcho has food. A Niyeh Ilcho has food, I'm going to go to a different city, make sure everyone has food. When everyone has food, then I'm going to move to the next level. What's the next level? Clothes? Okay, so let's start. Again, Kloivim, a Niyeh Ilcho, make sure everyone has clothes, you move on and on. When everyone has clothes, you move to the next level, and again, start. You always start from the Dinek Dima in their order, but you always make sure that everyone has their needs in every level. So that's how the Sam Sefer said. So the Chafetz Chaim says that according to the Sam Sefer, if a person has a relative that needs clothes and he has someone else that needs food, so he's not going to give to his relative who needs clothes before someone else needs food. It's mamish and going in this order, even relatives. But the Chafetz Chaim says, oh, but take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara says that the clothes of a wife of a Tamid Chacham comes before food of an Amoret. So you see that a Tamid Chacham, even a wife of a Tamid Chacham has the din of a Tamid Chacham, that her clothes comes before the food of the Amoret. Right. So the guy that needs food is going to start today.
Food sounds, if he needs food, it's a question of food or clothing.
Right, that's what we will think. But
that's desperate.
It says that a Tamid Chacham clothes comes before an Amoret's food. And it says that even the wife of a Tamid Chacham also comes before the Amoret. So
we see later on that it's saying it's not, it doesn't go that far. If it's a case of Nefesh, we see that it's not a case of he's hungry.
Yeah. Okay.
He's talking about
where do we see this not kind of talking about Pikach Nefesh? the Ritva?
You have to ask him if it's Pikuch Nefesh yet, or just give him something to eat.
Yeah, he just says, that's a different Nekuda. But do you understand that everyone agrees to that? Okay. Maybe.
Over here he speaks about
to be marked in the Kzimoy. The Chafetz Chaim says all the Kzimoy have no shaykhis to Talmid Chacham, because by the Talmid Chacham we will be marked. So obviously the Chafetz Chaim learned that by the Talmid Chacham we will give him clothes before they are now at school. Okay. I learned in the Samach Leikas. You guys want to say that everyone agrees to that? We say that. Okay, anyways, we have the Shach today. We can be Metzarif the Shach today that there's no Din of Talmid Chacham. And so give the Amal Metzful before you buy the Talmid Chacham a new Prak. But okay. So the Chofetz Chaim shows
only if it's Pikuach Nefesh. Not Pikuach Nefesh.
Yeah, it's not Pikuach Nefesh.
Also in our days.
No, in our days. That's the Shach. The Shach said there's no Din Talmid Chacham nowadays, but they have to be makdim as clothes for Nam Oretz food. There is a Talmid Chacham to be makdim as food for Nam Oretz food, but not for clothes. Okay. But anyways, the Chofetz Chaim proves from that the Talmid Chacham is a greater than Aniyei Ircho, because by Aniyei Ircho we don't say to give your Aniyei Ircho clothes before you give other people food, and by Talmid Chacham we do say it to see that the Talmid Chacham has a greater mala than Aniyei Ircho, so he's koydem. Okay, now what about the putting in Amoretz altogether? So it's interesting that Gemara and Bava Basra, it says that Rebbe was Pitech as a Yitzoros and a Shnei Batzoret, and he said that people should come. He didn't let Amoretz. He said Amoretz should not come and take food from here. But behold, that all the problems come to the world because of an Amoretz. There's different darkness in Amoretz. I don't know. It sounds like by Rebbe that the people that didn't know how to learn, didn't spend their time learning, b'chlal, didn't have community. If they would come at least once a week to Hashir, and if it's not come, sure the Rebbe would let them eat. Brings a story that they made a gezerah that they should buy the king something. So they put it. They kept putting it only on the Amoretz. So when the last Amoretz ran away, so the king took away the gezerah. Okay. So for that Gemara it sounds, if an Amoretz comes to you, don't give him money, right? That's how it sounds like. But the Beis Yosef brings. There's a Ritva. There's a Machlokes. It's not a Machlokes. There's two different Gilsoys. The Beis Yosef had one Gilsa and the Ritva. The Beis Yosef had a different Gilsa and the Ritva. He had a different Gilsa and the Ritva. The Beis Yosef says the Gilsa of the Beis Yosef is that Rebbe just didn't want to support the Amoret on the Cheshbon of a Talmud Chacham. Since it was Shnei Batzoyres, there was limited amount of food. He wanted to make sure that Talmid Chacham may have food, so he didn't want to give Amoret. The Beis Yosef says that the reason Rebbe was mitzar, he says, there's a lot of Balei Tzedakah. Someone is going to support this Amoretz, so why do I need to do it? I would like to give my Tzedakah to Talmid Chacham. So you see that, and according to both Pshatim, if there's no one else that will take care of the Amoretz, right? And the Talmid Chacham has enough food, so then for sure you should give an Amoretz food. But if the, so, okay, so what? Okay, so how far down the line I have to worry about the Talmid Chacham? Like, so. The Biur HaGra says
that the moral of Rebbe goes in that he saw that if he gives a Talmud Chacham to Zadokah, he becomes rich from it. If he gives it to another artist, he's wasting his money.
I don't think that Rebbe was worried about being rich. That wasn't his problem.
But it goes into it. In the end, I can't remember who it was who wouldn't take him because of making the Torah.
One of his Talmidim, right?
Then eventually he opens up and he says, okay, everyone
can forgive everyone. Yeah, because he didn't want the Talmid Chacham Tzluim to not eat. Because these he wanted to support most. Right? But the Biur HaGra says The Bilago ends with three words. He says, "Davka shechaver lefaneinu." It seems like, at least Rabirkovitz for sure learned like that, that the Goyen meant to say that the Kedimo of Talmid Chacham before Inam Haaretz is only when he's in front of us. He's right there. He's asking for food. The Talmid Chacham is there and asking for food. So you give the Talmid Chacham, you don't give the Inam Haaretz. But if the Inam Haaretz would come and the Talmid Chacham is not there, so it seems like, yes, you for sure would have to give him food. The Chofetz Chaim learns different, at least according to that, if we understand like this in the Goyen, so the Chofetz Chaim learns different. The Chofetz Chaim, in the Ahavas Chesed, he says like this, he's a knife in the Mechabel, he's in a place that there's a Sofik. If you have a Sofik, by giving the Amalek, the Talmid Chacham will lack, so then you give the Amalek. But if you know for sure that the Talmid Chacham will lack, you know the Talmid Chacham is going to come only in 2 weeks. But you know, I don't have something else to give him. If I'm going to give today to the Amoretz, in 2 weeks the Talmid Chacham will come, I have nothing to give him. So then you don't give the Amoretz. So, you can understand that knowing that the Talmid Chacham will come in 2 weeks is as if the Talmid Chacham is Lefaneinu. So that maybe the Goyen maybe also understood that. The Lefaneinu, we understood in the beginning with the Goyen, that he needs to be in the room, right in front of us. But maybe Lefaneinu and the Goyen also mean that we know he's coming. Okay, so basically, so what we've seen is Dima of Talmid Chacham. We've seen a Machlokes if the Talmid Chacham closes Koidem before Amoretz food or not. But at least his food is Koidem. Is the Talmid Chacham Koidem to our relative or not? It's a Machlokes the Chofetz Chaim. I don't know, Mishneh Berurah or Paskim, that he is Koidem. He is Koidem to relatives and Aniya Ilcha. To support an Amoretz is a good idea. Don't leave him starving. If you know that the Talmid Chacham needs food and you can only help one of them, so you should help the Talmid Chacham first.